the community, by the community. This is Avondale Radio. You're listening to Crossbeats on Avondale Radio with me, Liz Stark.
And me, Callum Stark. It is the Starks off the sub-bench today.
So, we're going to start off our show with Philippa Hanna, who was last month's Artist of the Month, and she's singing Getting On With Life.
So a stranger pushes past you on the high street, doesn't even bother to apologize, and you wonder how she didn't even see you. Guess she's got too much on her mind. Like a second job that barely pays expenses, now she has to raise three children on her own, working every hour to keep the roof there under. She's just trying to survive.
Getting On With Life by Philippa Hanna, and we were both at Philippa's sold out concert at Avondale Church last week, and as we were at the concert, Liz, you had an idea for today's show.
Yes, because before Philippa sang that song, Getting On With Life, she explained why she had written it, because in the first verse she talks about a stranger pushing past her in the high street and not apologising, and that actually happened and led her to write this song. So I thought it'd be interesting to research the stories behind the songs.
And that's what we've got here, by a song by a band called Unspoken, who we've heard quite a few times on this show. And the writer's a chap called Chad Matson. And one night he was watching YouTube and he came across a 50s African-American gospel singing group. And actually the singer was blind. And the singer said God had been his eyes when he couldn't see. And Chad Matson was deeply moved by this. And he said, you know, God has been whatever I've needed him to be. And as Christians, it's really helpful for us to look back to the past to remind ourselves of times where God has really pulled through, giving us hope for the future. For he is the one who fills our need. He is everything that we need. So here's You've Always Been by Unspoken.
I've had good days, I've had bad days, tasted victory and defeat. I've had problems, big as planets, turn to pebbles when you speak. I've had nothing to my name, never lacked for anything, 'cause you were there with me. You've been my savior, sustainer when I'm at my
been by Unspoken. I remember when I was younger, I used to really like the TV show that was on MTV called Storytellers, and they gave a bit of background information about a song, and for me it always brought the song and made it more, brought it to life and made it more meaningful. So what do you have for us next, Liz?
So our next song is by one of my favourites, Anne Wilson, and this song is called Sunday Sermons. And I love country music because often it will tell you a story. And in this song, she tells us how the sermons she heard preached as a small child impacted her. And not only that, but that they gave her a firm foundation. She said, I didn't realise just how deep my roots were in him from all those years of showing up to church each Sunday until I encountered hardships in my life. So this is Sunday Sermons by Anne Wilson.
7 years old, third row pew, John 3:16, something changed in me. Red letters coming off the page, flooding my heart with amazing grace. I knew then, I believed, and those roots run deep. Oh, I've been through some faith-shaking hard times, yeah. Church, but you can't take the church out of me. Devil gonna try and take me out of that church, but you can't take the church out of me. Gonna have my worries, well that's part of life. But then I think of those stories about what my God can do. He's still moving like he did back then. Born again, people can't get an amen. We've all seen the proof. He makes all things new.
See our daily shows and meet our fabulous presenters. You can find out what's on locally and read more about all our sponsors. Avondaleradio.com.
Tune in to Avondale Radio on Friday evenings from 6 till 8 for Bluegrass and Beyond, sponsored by Kennedy Landscapes Limited. With us, Louise and Alan Mayers, we'll bring you 2 hours of the music that we love.
From the high lonesome sound of traditional to contemporary bluegrass music, with a mix of Cajun, blues and featured guests from the USA, Europe and beyond.
Music from our hearts to yours.
You're listening to Crossbeats on Avondale Radio.
With me, Callum Stark.
And me, Liz Stark.
Sponsored by Straven Business Association.
Music to feed your soul.
So the next band that we have in our Stories Behind the Songs episode today is a band called Jars of Clay, and they've got this brilliant song called Shelter, and it's actually the title track from their 11th album. And it's a collection of songs actually that is written about being in community with one another. And the title of this song was taken actually from an old Irish proverb. It is in the shelter of each other that the people live.
And there's an interesting backstory, not necessarily about what the song was written about, but it puts this song into a very personal context. Because Dan Hazeltine and Matt Odmark lived in Nashville when it was hit by floods, and they were both hugely impacted, and there was significant damage to their homes, and they had to rely on the community they had through church to bring them food and care packages. The recording studio also flooded, but fortunately an engineer was able to retrieve the hard disk that had all the songs for this album recorded on it. Dan Hazeltine says it was an act of courage and community that even allowed this record to exist. So this is Shelter by Jars of Clay.
To all who are looking down, holding on to hearts still wounding. For those who've yet to find it, the place is near where love is moving. Cast off the robes you're wearing, set aside the names that you've been given. May this place a rest in the fold of your journey.
was Shelter by Jars of Clay. And I love the lyric in that song where it says, "The tears aren't ours alone. Let them fall into the hands that hold us." And that album was actually very special and meaningful for us when we left Edinburgh. And I remember leaving a school community that I very much loved, and I used this song Shelter as the backing track for a video montage I had done because it was all about community. So what's up next, Callum?
Well, you know, in times of leadership, sometimes when people go through real difficulty and moments of pain and anguish, they expect you to have all the answers. And often when people are experiencing unimaginable grief, There is no answer. And that's kind of the backdrop to our next song. As Anna Golden, who wrote this, lost her close friend, had just lost her fiancé. And she had that feeling within her of, there is no easy answer here. There's no off-pot thing that I can just say to you. And her conclusion in her thinking was this: all I can give you is Jesus. And consequently, she wrote this song, which is entitled
"Now, how could any words ease the pain right now? Something like this will never make sense, will never make sense at all. I have no idea what to say right now. Take it to Jesus.
still take it to Jesus.
Listening to Crossbeats on Avondale Radio with us,
the Starks, sponsored by Straven Business Association.
Music to feed your soul.
Straven Business Association is here to support local businesses. Our aim is to increase tourist numbers and to promote Straven as a visitor attraction to help sustain small local businesses. Membership is only £50 a year and is your opportunity to build our business community and to make Straven a vibrant and attractive place to visit. Keep it local by joining Straven Business Association and help people discover Straven. More information at discoverstraven.org.
This is Max. You tune into my show on a Thursday evening at 8 p.m. for Music from the House here on Avondale Radio. I'll be playing some of my favourite tracks and hopefully some of yours. In the show we will have the 2-for-1 section, two songs from the one artist. I will also be playing two tracks from two selected live albums each week. So if you'd like to get a birthday mention or a request in, just contact me at avondaleradiostation@gmail.com and put Maxie at the top of the email, or send a message to Avondale Radio on the Facebook.
So, Callum, I thought you might appreciate a little break from doing Thought for the Week.
I'm on the mic here, so yeah, that would be much appreciated, Liz. I know you're always looking after me.
So, have you got any ideas of who we could line up?
Well, okay, you tell me.
Okay, so I thought we'd do a wee role reversal, and this week we have Angus Allen giving us our Thought for the Week.
A few years ago, I had a meeting in the centre of Dundee, and I phoned my niece who lived there to find out if there was anywhere I could park free of charge near the city centre, and she described a brilliant place. I drove there, turned up a wide street, did a U-turn, and stopped very neatly beside the cab, I thought, facing downhill next to a derelict building. It wasn't a great part of the city, but it was fine. Within seconds, a bloke about the same age as myself appeared round the bottom corner of the road, maybe 100 yards away. He was a bit dishevelled, with a coat that reached almost his ankles, and he looked as if he may have slept in it the night before. He locked eyes with me and started walking towards the car, ambling, slightly staggering up the road. And my immediate thought was that I had nothing at all in the car I could give him. I had no sandwiches, no drinks, no sweets. And having embraced plastic money, I didn't even have any cash. The car was absolutely bare inside. So he reached the car on the pavement. He stepped off the pavement, walked round the front of the bonnet towards the driver's door. And I wound down the window, ready to speak with him. He had brown, kindly eyes and with a bit of a twinkle. And before I could speak, he said, "I wonder, do you know that you've parked facing the wrong way in a one-way street?" And he pointed up behind him to a large blue sign with a white arrow pointing the opposite direction to where the car was facing. I kind of blurted out thanks and looked back down towards him, but he was already ambling off down the road. So I had originally thought that he was in need and I should be offering him something, and I didn't realise that I was in need and he was making the effort to come and help me. When we were children, my father used to say, "There's none so blind as those who cannot see," and I had no idea what he was talking about, but now I do. In that car in Dundee, I was blind to the situation I was in. But that stranger saved me from breaking Rule 248 in the Highway Code, and if a police officer had walked by or a traffic warden, that stranger also saved me from a potential £1,000 fine under current road traffic regulations. Our Scottish society has changed from a few decades ago. Now many people in our post-Christian society in Scotland are unaware of the love of God and unaware of how to make a step of faith towards Jesus. Many people are unaware that we need saving through Jesus. Wikipedia says that salvation is the saving of human beings through Jesus Christ's death and resurrection. And in her song, The Hero, Philippa Hannah sings, "Everybody needs saving."
Take the world on, nothing can get in your way. 'Cause isn't everything perfect? Even when it's not perfect. Pay your bills on time. Don't forget to make sure everyone's okay. And you gotta look fearless. Even when you're in pieces, you're doing
sometimes. Slow down, take time, look around and see how far you've come. Yeah, you got a way to go, but the journey's not over, and you're doing better than you think. So why don't you give yourself a break? Yeah. You don't have to be the hero, you don't have to have the world on fire. Everybody needs saving, everybody needs saving sometimes. Lay it down and hand it over. In the middle of the fight, you're not alone. Everybody needs saving.
Hero by Philippa Hanna. Well, the next artist, Liz, that we're going to be thinking about is another former Artist of the Month, which is...
Rachel Lampa?
Yep, you got it in there one. It's Rachel Lampa. And she actually was involved in music from a very early age. Since the age of 14, she just really enjoyed playing music and performing. But she had this sense within her that... the better she played, the more love she received from God. In other words, it was a kind of thing that was conditional, that God's love was dependent upon how well she performed, how well she behaved. In other words, I suppose she was singing for love, but not from love.
And Rachel recently had an interview on Crossbeats with Chris and Angus. And in that, she spoke a lot about the work that she does in Nashville as part of a charity where they have a Monday night block party where they give food, showers, haircuts, clothes to the homeless. And she also does work called The Wild Ones where she goes into jails. And in her interview, she mentioned this song, Perfectly Loved, as being a song that she sees so important with the people that she is dealing with in these situations. So this song is Perfectly Loved by Rachel Lampa.
Who said that you were beautiful and that you didn't belong in your own skin? Who said that you were all alone and that you're never gonna find love again? So many little words, so many little that have followed you all of your life. Looking for the truth, look into your eyes, and you'll see it's been there the whole time. Ooh, either way you were running, either way you were hiding, never been a moment that you were not perfectly loved. When you barely believed it, when your eyes couldn't see every single moment, you
fixing us all there
in the arms of his grace.
Rachel Lampa with Toby Mac singing Perfectly Loved. And actually what we're reminded of there is that God's love is unconditional. It is not dependent upon our achievements, but it is through Jesus that we receive this love.
You know, on Crossbeats, we tend to play Christian artists, but sometimes there are other secular artists whose words can also be quite powerful and really strike a chord with us. I really remember one time when we lived up in Macduff, Callum, and there was a certain song that you played in church, which I think kind of took people back. Do you remember what it was?
I've got a vague memory of playing a sort of dancey song in church, which raised a few eyebrows.
Yeah, you actually used David Guetta and Usher, and it was the song Without You. And I'll never forget a teenage girl coming up to me at the end of the service with her mouth wide open saying, I never thought I would ever hear that song played in church. But I think our next artist is also someone who would not necessarily profess to be a Christian.
That's right. The next artist is a guy called JP Cooper. He wrote a song called, I think it was September Song, and it got really high up in the charts. And he actually wrote this song about his own dad. And he would watch his dad going into church and being really, I suppose, motivated and enthused. And one of the things he picked up upon was the fact that his dad would go to church and it was like starting all over again. And he talks about this as he says he was washed by the holy water. And it's that picture of God forgiving us, giving us mercy and grace and a whole new start. This is
Holy Water by J.P. Cooper.
Sometimes I'm my own worst enemy. Two paths stretching out in front of me. I'm walking the one that's ever me now. Sometimes I forget about honesty. Sometimes I forget about modesty. Days turn into months, I can't figure it out. But I'm grateful today for my daddy who showed me the way.
Sweetest healing. to Avondale Radio through our website avondaleradio.com, via your smart speaker or on the Radio Garden app. Avondale Radio, for the community, by the community.
Join me, Andy Struthers, every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. for 2 hours of relaxing late-night love songs from artists old and new, here on Avondale Radio. For any requests or dedications, contact me at www.avondaleradio.com.
So our next song is by our Artist of the Month for March, and his name is Rory James. And Rory, we discovered him, first of all, when he was in a band called Portland. They don't exist anymore, and Rory now does stuff on his own. He writes and performs alongside his wife.
And his wife is called Sarah.
Sarah. So we're excited to tell you that we will be having an interview later on in the month with Rory, and also we're in conversations with Rory about getting him to come up to Strathaven. So what's that going to mean, Callum?
That means hopefully more live concerts.
Yes, here at Crossbeats we like to bring you live Christian music in Strathaven where we possibly can, and not just on the radio. So that's something to keep your eyes peeled for and to really look forward to. But what song of Rory's are we going to hear, Callum?
Well, the song is called The Letter, and it's a really, really powerful song. I want you to imagine that you are one of the disciples and Jesus has left a letter behind for you to try and explain something of what's going on. And you've got this letter just as you see him being bound and taken away. This is The Letter by Rory James.
Here there's a letter you wrote for me to read tonight. All right. They came.
That was The Letter by Rory James. And for the really observant amongst you, you would have noticed that the song actually changes perspective. So it starts off as a story being told by the disciples. And then in the last verse, we hear the voice of Jesus. And he says, "This is for you, the pain I go through to make all things new."
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing more songs from Rory James in the coming weeks. So I've got a little question for you, Callum. I'm going to put you on the spot. Have you got a favourite Christian film?
Well, that question in some ways makes me kind of freeze because I think favourite Christian film? I can think of a favourite film that has got faith within it, and I suppose that would definitely be Chariots of Fire.
Good film choice, and a nice beach run in St Andrews at the start of that film. So our next song has actually been made, the story behind it has actually been made into a film, and the film is called I Can Only Imagine, just like the song. It's by Mercy Me, and this song is one of the best-selling Christian singles of all time. Bart Millard, the lead singer of Mercy Me, his father had a very short temper and was a very abusive father. However, in his first year of high school, Bart's dad was diagnosed with cancer, and this illness brought them much closer. And he then saw his dad change dramatically after finding Jesus. Bart says, "I saw this monster totally transform, and he became the godliest man I'd known. If the gospel could change that guy, it could change anyone."
So his father passed away when Bart Millard himself was 19 years old, and he says that he remembers at the funeral, his gran said these words. She said, "I can only imagine what your dad is seeing now." And Millard fixated on that phrase, and ultimately it led to this song, I Can Only Imagine.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Sun. forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
That was I Can Only Imagine by Mercy Me.
You're listening to Crossbeats on Avondale Radio with us,
the Starks.
Sponsored by Straven Business Association.
Music to feed your soul.
Straven Business Association is here to support local businesses. Our aim is to increase tourist numbers and to promote Straven as a visitor attraction to help sustain small local businesses. Membership is only £50 a year and is your opportunity to build our business community and to make Straven a vibrant and attractive place to visit. Keep it local by joining Straven Business Association and help people discover Straven. More information at discoverstraven.org.
So we're quickly coming to the end of the show, and our final song is by Plum, and the song is God Help Me. Callum, what's the story behind this song?
So here's Plum driving along, and she's with her kids, and she hears this most awful noise, and she realises that it's her 10-year-old in the back of the car, clutching his chest, and he is absolutely in agony. So as she's driving, she starts to pray, and then she hears him saying over and over under his breath, God help me. And she reflects on it. She realises that she taught her children that there's power in the name of Jesus. And by saying God's name, that the enemy trembles.
Do you know, it's a really good reminder that when we're talking to God, we don't need elaborate language. We can just speak as we normally do. And we could even just say his name. In Psalm 120, verse 1, it says, I cried out to the Lord in my distress, and he answered me. And this is just a simple prayer. And Plum says that she knew she had to turn it into a song. So this is God Help Me by Plum.
Help me to move. Help me to see. Help me to do.
for the community, by the community. This is Avondale Radio.